Okay, we are on the second to last line of Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. Amalei Rav Safra. So again, this parak, we have been discussing the different halachas of minhagim, going from a place that has a minhag to a place that has a different minhag, and today we continue that discussion. Amalei, second to last line. Amalei Rav Safra L'Rabbi Abba. Rav Safra says to Rabbi Abba, K'gon anan diyadinan b'kfiya diyarcha. Like us that are experts in the calendaric day, for some reason it's machlokas, unclear exactly where Rav Safra was from, why, but it was obviously that he held only one day of Yantif. He didn't hold a Yantif Sheni, and he was going to a place that did hold a Yantif Sheni. So whether he was going to actual Chutz La'aretz, Tosfos here says no, he was just going to a place where the shluchim didn't reach. In the outskirts of Eretz Yisrael, the Baran Tosfos discusses that. So Rav Safra says, Rabbi Abba, I only hold one day. So Kogonana da yidibek via the Archa b'yishuv lo avidna mibidei shini hamachlokas. When I am amongst, let's say he's talking about Chutz La'aretz. Let's say when I go, when somebody who holds one day goes to somebody place where they hold 2 days in public b'yishuv where there's a populated area, I'm not going to do work in why mibidei shini hamachlokas. That's going to be machlokas. I'm going to be doing work and everybody else is going to be holding onto sheni. That's inappropriate. That's going to cause machlokas. But midbar mai. What happens b'midbar, in the desert, literally, where nobody's around? My, so is that allowed? So Amalei, Hachi Amar of Ami, B'yishav Aser, b'midbar Mutter. Yes, only in the populated areas is it Aser, b'midbar, it is going to be Mutter. Again, this is important, two little lines, but it's very important, Halacha L'maisa. First of all, there's a little machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos here we'll do first. Tosfos says, B'yishav lo avidna. So let's say there's a Ben Eretz Yisrael that goes to Chutz La'aretz. Right, the Ben Eretz Yisrael that's spending Yantif in Chutz La'aretz for some reason. So he's not allowed to do Malacha if he is amongst Jews, if he is amongst Yishuv. Tosfos says, B'yishav lo avdinan afilu b'tzina. Even b'tzina. Privately, in a place where there is populated, is different than a place that's not populated. If you're in a place where there's populated, Tosfos says, I feel a bit sinna. So Rashi does not seem to agree to that, because look at Rashi, top Rashi. B'yishav lo avidna, milacha b'yom tov sheni, hov v'nago bu iser, lo ashana le'einehem, es ha-minhag. So remember, diet from Rashi, that it's not be le'einehem, but sinna would be okay. The Rani here discusses, why would sinna be a problem? Why can't they do something in private? Well, it's an issue of Maris Ayin. I feel b'chadri chadarma. So this is an issue. This is not an issue of Maris Ayin. It's an issue of shinui mi machlokes. So if it's an issue of shinui, you don't want to cause machlokes. You don't want to cause strife. Then privately should be okay. So the Ran here has two deos, which we're going to see are very important. Halacha l'maisa. The Ran says number one, any type of malacha has a kol. People are going to know you're doing the malacha. You know, eating and drinking, people are going to hear about. The malacha kala islay. The chol b'yishav mefarsim amilsa. Mashekin achila. Anything you do, people are going to hear. Oh, you know what so and so's cousin did. Oh, you heard they drove it. It's going to have a call. Or the second day of the ride is that no, maybe he was being osake. He was talking about a malacha that's mefarsimis. Mashma that if it was a malacha that's ainim for semis, that they would agree that betzina would be okay. Those are the 2 days in Iran why even betzina would be a problem. And this is what we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch says, Tach Tzadik Bav, Begalios, and we'll talk more about this in a minute. Begalios, Shosa Shreyam Tovim Mis, I'm sorry, Siv Gimel. Tach Tzadik Bav Gimel. B'nei Eretz Yisrael, Shabo Lachutz La'aretz, Asurin Lachutz Malacha B'yantav Sheni, B'yishuv Afilu Daito Lachzar. Even if he has plans to go back to Israel right afterwards, he's not allowed to do Malacha when he's amongst Jews. V'chol Zbat Shalom Higiel Yishuv, if you're not in the Yishuv yet, we'll talk about what that means. Afilu ein daito lachzer mutter. Even if your das is not to be choser, it's mutter. Lefisha dain lo hukba lios kamoser. If you're not there yet, then it's mutter to do malacha. And the Mishnah Berurah here quotes afilu betzina, like most Rishonim, and he quotes what is yishuv. Yishuv means only Jews. Jewish yishuv doesn't mean an actual desert where there's nobody around. Yishuv yishuv Yisrael dafka. And as long as you're in a city, shall Yisrael. And the poskim say city means within the tchum of a Jewish community. So then, what is not allowed to do malacha, and you have to be knowing the chumri hamakom shahalach l'shav. Two points. Number one, Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Chelek Beis Simen Chav Gimel about different nuschos of davening in a shul. That's his tshuva. B'shini nuschos bein ha-mispala la-ha-tzibur. So he discusses various parts of davening when, let's say, the tzibur is davening svard, and the private person is davening ashkenaz. When does the private individual have to say like the tzibur, and when can he say like his own private nusach? So he says, number one, for kedusha, you have to do what everybody in the shul is doing. Even, says Rav Moshe, the parts that, let's say, you say quietly, like nekadesh versus nakdishach, and also lumasam baruch yomeru, lumasam shavchem yomeru, whichever one. So says Rav Moshe, if he's part of the kedusha that already has that status, you should do what the tzibur is doing. And then he says, fila balachash, so that you can do whatever you want. That's, you know, your own private, nobody hears. Tzilo balachash, yachal omar, kenusach shuragol bo, kibitshu balachash, volo shayach bazeh, isra shinu, imibriya machlokes, she tznan b'psachem dafnun. Even though you say, and even though you say tunus chos, he says it is still considered tefillah b'tzibur. He says, don't think it's not considered tefillah b'tzibur. And then in the last paragraph, so he spoke about kedusha, he spoke about tefillah balachash, then he says, what about psukat zimra and berachas kriyashma? Psukat zimra, everybody else is saying, hold l'ashem kidon, and you're saying, mizmo shaykh negasabat. You know, so is that appropriate or not? So says Rav Moshe, because theoretically you're allowed to say kedusha upsukah zimra bekol ram, so yeshal hestapek. So he says, I'm not so sure whether you should say your own private nusach. That might be considered al yishana b'pnei machlokes. If you see some people doing the opposite, so he says v'dami ksas l'malacha. It's similar to malacha mimakam shoros l'makam she'enosim. It's similar to going from, let's say, Ben-Eretz Yisrael to here. He says, but he says, let's think about it. Let's look at that ran that I just mentioned. The ran has two deos why something b'tzina is mutter. Is it because there might be a kol? There might be a kol, so that here too there might be a kol. Or is it, no, inherently, you're talking about a malacha that's mefarsim milsa. This isn't inherently mefarsim milsa. You can do it privately. So he says it might be totally on those 2 days in the Ran. So therefore, he says, im kasha lefanav lo mashlo keher galo, if it's hard for you to daven the other nusach, you could daven your own nusach, but do it very quietly. So nobody hears. Yomer balachash ger golo. Avalam lo kasha lefanav yomer kenusach atzibur. But if it's not difficult for you, you know, go like the nusach of the tzibur, because we're being choshish, that other sheet of the Ran, that says when you're in a place that does something else, so then you have to be choshish. Okay, yeah. Right now, we're going to talk about it right now. A Ben Eretz Yisrael, the second of the Yontif, is not allowed to do malacha. We didn't say that he has to make Kiddush, but he just says that he's not allowed to do any malachis. And now I'm going to read to you a couple of halachas from Yontif Sheni Kilchaso, from the Rav, the Rosh Kollel in Dallas. Got his name, Rabbi Fried, who drove Rav Shlomo Zalman back and forth to Shiurim for a couple of years, and he spoke to him every day about this sugya, or the whole sefer, much about Rav Shlomo Zalman. Again, all the other poskim also, but specifically a lot from Rav Shlomo Zalman. He quotes this halacha in Perek Gimel, and Ben Eretz Yisrael habalach chutzlaris. He's going back. If you're amongst Jews, then if you're in a yishuv, it's asur to do malacha. Bein asuros d'oraisa, bein malachas asuros d'rabanan. You can't. This is something that not everybody's familiar with. And then he says, even amira l'nachri is asura l'ben eretz yisrael ha'shoah b'chutz laaretz. But he talks about a few important halachos. Number one, a ben chutz laaretz obviously is not allowed to ask a ben eretz yisrael to do malacha for him. Let's continue with the ones I wanted to read. Here. Ben Eretz Yisrael sheyegiya l'chutz laaretz l'yishuv shel nachrim ve'ein Yisrael darim sham, if he's in a totally place where there aren't any Jews, mutar basiyas malacha ve'lafilu b'farhesya. He's allowed to do anything he wants if he's amongst non-Jews. Avalam darim sham afilu ma'at Yehudim, even if there are only a few Jews there, asur basiyas malacha. And then he quotes that from Rav Yashiv on the bottom, that shenobli inan sheyimsu Yehudim rabim b'makam shebosh l'sham. You don't have to find a lot of Jews where you are. Bishum de'en lo remez b'chazal. Doesn't say you have to be rove, instead of rove and miyot. No, anytime there's a few Yehudim, it would be us. And then he adds, Ben Eretz Yisrael shegiya l'chutz laaretz l'yishuv sheyisraelim darim sham einam shomrei Torah mitzvos. What if you get to a place where there are a lot of Jews, but I'm going to go to some place in Yehupitz? I know there are Jews here, but they're not from. They don't know anything about Yontif Sheni. So my mind, I'm going to be. I should do malacha, right? Because that's chumra amach and shahalach l'sham. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, no. Because makom aser basiyas malacha afilu b'tzina. Why? Because Rav Shlomo Zalman says the ein lachalik b'zeiros chazal. Number one, he says we don't find any filukim. The ode shemayasu tshuva v'yavo l'nom keter b'yontif Sheni. They're going to do tshuva and they're going to remember. Oh, remember that religious guy that came. Remember what he did on Yontif Sheni. Oh, so this, who knows? Who knows down the road? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman. The chet shabati meir gon Rav Shlomo Yashiv v'hosav ode. And even though you find that they're being mechal shabbos but for hesya, they're not considered Jewish anymore. That's only lachumra, not lakula. Right, mumah l'chol tarakula. When you're mumah l'chol shalos v'farhesia, that's only l'chumra and l'kula, and you can't be mechalik. So that is why the poskim say that even if you're in a place where the Jews are not from, still you're not allowed to do it. The big shiloh that comes up is, what about airports? What happens if somebody from Israel wants to come after Yom Tov Rishon from Israel? He's going to take a flight in Motsoi Yom Tov Rishon. So far, so good. Everything's mutter. But he's going to end up, he's going to land on Yom Tov Sheni in Chutz Laaretz. On Yom Tov Sheni. That's the discussion here. So you're allowed to leave, but the question is, right? Well, the landing is the issue. But the machlokas aposkim is whether this is allowed, because let me backtrack for a second. If the airport is outside the tchum, then for sure it's okay because you haven't really reached the yishuv yet, and the airport is outside the tchum. But what if the airport is in the tchum? Here, Kennedy Airport. I don't know if it's outside the tchum. I'm not so sure. There are houses all along the way. I'm not exactly sure if that's outside the tchum. Let's say you get stuck on Rockaway Turnpike. You have a walk for people that walk from all the way over there. If you're outside the tchum, how can you walk? So let's assume it is in the tchum. This is a machlokas aposkim. Shlomo Zalman here is mekel that if you fly in, stay in the airport, and it's mutter. Rashoi lasos keid afilum namal hatufa nimsa betov tchum yirshi yisrael darimba. And then he quotes others that are machmir. But there are Shlomo Zalman quotes at the bottom. Aye, there are some Jews in the airport. Aye, maybe they're not from. Right, therefore, why is this yishuv? So forget that it's in the tchum. Says Shlomo Zalman a chiddush. He says, "Efshar to shiny asar hanamal mishar makom yishuv v'chutz laaretz." Airports are different. Why? To me'achar shehu makom shebaofen kavua magiim l'sham bnei adam mikom mitzvos teva v'chame eretz Yisrael. An airport, by definition, doesn't have a minug. It's everybody from all over are coming or passing through. Leka bazech shash machlokas. We should the yomer harom devada meret Yisrael ba. When we high time anami ain bazem mishub zulusa diat of sheni, because this is has the status, doesn't have the status of any minug, because you know everybody does their own thing in the airport. Again, other poskim say if it's in the tchum you're not allowed. There's a shuva b'sala chachma or b'sala stern, the Debesina's brother, who says that maybe it's not allowed. Either way, those are halachas which not everybody realizes. But a ben Eretz Yisrael in Chutz Laaretz is not allowed to do malachas, even b'tzina, when they come to Chutz Laaretz for Yantif. When he taught, that's us, sir. No, taking pictures here, it's us, sir. So I'm not allowed to do that. What about the other way? What about if you're in Eretz Yisrael, then Chutz Laaretz is in Eretz Yisrael, and you're having a second Seder? So they could do Malacha, but is it appropriate for them to take pictures of your second Seder? Right, that's a separate issue. If it's here, that's for sure not allowed. Yeah. Ben Chutz Laaretz, so again, that's a big shiloh. Ben Chutz Laaretz going to Eretz Yisrael about wearing tefillin. So he holds this from Malacha, that's what everybody says. But the poskim are already bothered. We spoke about this, I think, in the past. What? The Ragashev used to wear tefillin. Right, but on the last day, when it was a suffix, well, the first day is not a problem. Suffix cholamoid. So you're not going to put on tefillin anyway. We rely on those poskim. Eretz Yisrael, nobody puts on tefillin. So, but the last day, let's say Sipchas Torah, the second day Shavuos, etc. So in general, the poskim are, the Rashba was asked. The Rashba was bothered. How can we not put on tefillin? We're mevatel a mitzvah saseh d'araisa, a mitzvah shebegufo, just because of a chashash of a minhag hamakom of sfeika d'yoma. So the Rishonim already say. The Rashba already says, what can you do? This is the Masorah, this is what we hold. And this is what Ruba the Ruba, that's what we hold. The Ragachev, I said, they say B'shein the Ragachev that he used to put on tefillin. But again, we don't pass it that way. No, this is the strength of Yantav Sheni. The strength of Yantav Sheni. But the question is, what happens if you have an extra sniff? If you're a Ben Chutz Laaretz, but if you're a Ben Chutz Laaretz in Eretz Yisrael on the last day, so you're keeping a second day, but everybody else is putting on tefillin. So is it that strong? Should we be lying? Did the Abbot, like we said yesterday, the Chacham Tzvi, at least put on tefillin? So still, Ruba the Post can say no. Brother Poskim, still stay, no, still don't put on tefillin, you'll be mezazel on the day. There are some poskim that say that put on tefillin b'tzina. Not farhesia. There are some gdolia poskim that say to put on, Rav Sternbach has a shuvah about this, to put on tefillin b'tzina because of that chashash. But again, most poskim still say not to. Okay, let's continue. So that was some issues about a ben Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz related to the Gemara. Continues the Gemara. Rav Nosson bar Asya ozel mibei rav l'pumpetisa. Rav Nosson bar Asya came from yeshiva to pumpetisa. Beyant of Sheni Shalatzeres, on the second day of Shavuos. Sounds like the most Mefarshim interpret this to mean that he should have held a second day. It's not that he was a Ben Eretz Yisrael, because we wouldn't deal so severely with him if he was just violating the Minog HaMakom. So it seems like he should have held 2 days, and he did it on the second day of Shavuos. Shamti Rav Yossi put him in Cherum. Amalei, he excommunicated him. Amar Le'abayev Lingedei Marnigidi, why didn't you whip him? Why didn't you give him what's called Makas Mardus? Why don't you give him lashes, rabbinic lashes? Amar le'adifa avdilei, no! Excommunication is worse. What I did was worse. Why? It's about Arava. That's why they say sticks and stones, but make right, but words. Words are the worst. If we excommunicate him, it's much worse. It's not just physically, physically hurt. I did better to Bama Arava, because in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, Mimnu Anagid to Barbe Rav, Velo Mimnu Ashanta. Because in Eretz Yisrael, they voted to whip, to give Malkus to a Barbe Rav, and, but they didn't, they said Shamta, they said Nidu excommunication, that's too chomer. We can't do that. So you see from that story that excommunication is worse. I did worse. That was just somebody who did a low level Isser. This is somebody who violated Yantif Sheni. You see the chumra of Yantif Sheni here. Igad Amre, or the opposite story, Nagdi Rav Yosi, maybe he did give him lashes. And Amalei Abaye, Nishma De Mar, why didn't you excommunicate him? The Rav Shmuel, Dami Shavei, Omanadan Al Shnei Yamim Tovim Shal Galias, as Rav Shmuel say, you excommunicate a people who don't take Yantif Sheni seriously. Amalei, that's what some of Farshim say in Pirkei Avos, where it says Pirkei Avos, where it's the list of the different items that are Motzias Adam in Olam, besides Kinetayv of a Kavod, one of them is Mevaza Es HaMoados. So some interpret that to mean Cholomoid, some interpret that to mean Yantif Sheni. So Yantif Sheni is very strong because it's so potentially being able to take advantage of, that's what it's very chumra the other way. So Rabbi Shmuel says, you excommunicate. So why didn't you excommunicate him? So Amalei, no, Hani Mi Litnish Da Alma. Regular people you excommunicate. Hachat, serve me Drabbananu. But if you have a Talmud Chacham, it will be cause a more of a zilzul at Chil Hashem, so I did the lower level punishment. The Tavalei Avdi, I did what's better for him. To Ba Ma'arava, because in Ma'arava, Mimnu Anagadita, the Barbe Rav, Velo Mimnu A Shamta. Period. The Magalias Hashas I saw here just has an interesting ha'ara, an important ha'ara. That is, what was this guy's havamina? This Rav, right? Who was it? Rav Nassim Bar Asya. What was his havamina? Why did he violate? The just says he went from the yeshiva, which l'chor, the Meiri says he went maybe chus l'tchum. That was the issa that he did, which is even an issa d'rabbanan. What was his havamina to not keep Yantav Sheni? So the Magalias Hashas quotes a Chassam Sofer. Well, Chassam Sofer has his havamina in a tshuva. Then maybe we shouldn't have Yantav Sheni of Shavuos. Because we already know from 50 days ago, we know when Pesach was. So even if you want to say there's a concept of Yantav Sheni by Pesach, by Sukkot, by Shavuos, it's Sarachin. Because Shavuos goes by 50 days after, so that you shouldn't have Yantav Sheni. So he quotes that the Chazal were in Mechale. But maybe, explains about Galis Hashas, quoting from Rav Chaim Elozer Mimunkach, one of the Munkach Rebbes, he says maybe that was the Havamin. His Havamin was like the Chassam Sofer, because it's Dafka Shavuos. Why does the Gemara say that? Yantav Sheni Shalat Saras. Because after that was the Havamini, he thought, what is Shavuos? There's no Yantav Sheni by Shavuos. And the answer was, why they whip him? Because Ein L'chalik, Zeres Chazal. Chazal wore a L'chalik between the different items. Also, there's one other Ha'ara, and that is the differences between the punishments of excommunication and Malkus. Rabbeinu David quotes that though earlier Rishonim, like the Rambam, he quotes, seem to say that Makas Mardus, rabbinic lashes, is for all the Rabbanans, he thinks that there might be a difference between when you give Malkus and when you do Nidui. He says whenever you are doing something that has a model, that has a parallel in the Daraisa world, that has Malkus in the Daraisa world, then you'll give Malkus in the Drabbanan world. It's a parallel. For example, Bishol Be Toldas Chama. Bishul Betoldas Chama, which is cooking in something on Shabbos that was cooked by the sun. This is the Rabbanan. He says, so that Bishul is Shayach to the Daraisas to get Malkus. So therefore he says, that's you're going to get Malkus Marjus. But something that's totally like Venus Akum or something else like that, that doesn't have anything to do with a Daraisa, that you would put in, you would excommunicate. Because again, it's not a model, it doesn't have a model, me Daraisa. That's when you use the two different punishments. Okay. We get back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah has said, remember the Mishnah? Back on Daf Nun. The Mishnah has said, there's a concept called Biur Perishvias, which means when you reach the time when the fruit is no longer available for the animals in the field, in the chayis in the field, you have to be Mevaer. There's a mitzvah of Biur, Bachokas, Rabbanan Daraisa, but either way, it's a mitzvah of Biur to get rid, quote unquote, of your fruit that is left in your house. That's the halacha. Let's mention now, we'll come back to it later, there's a major machlokas Rishonim, what does this mean? The chiyuv of beer maestras, which we're going to talk about for the next lot. What do you have to do? Not beer maestras, chiyuv of beer perishvias. Says the machlokas between the Rambam, the Ravid, and the Rambam. The Rambam says that the mitzvah is to destroy the perish. The Rambam writes in Nuch HaShvita V'Yovel, in Perek Zayin Alach HaGimel, V'im lo matza ochlin b'shas ha-beer, if you don't find eaters at the moment of beer, you can't eat it all at that time. So reif ba'esh o mashlich liyam o ma'abed b'chol davar shema'abed. Destroy them. That's the chiyuv of beer. Up until that moment, you have a chiyuv of keeping the perishvias b'kedusha. He says, all of a sudden now it changes. You have a chiv, a beer perish shvius. That is the shita of the Rambam. The Ramban ala Torah in Parshas Bahar says no. Says the Ramban, the eno inyan shi a perish achas ban a beer asurin bahano bachila. Some isur, they're not going to become asi after we destroy them. The eno ela shehutzarach levara mirishuso ulahafkiram la'aniyim ulachaladam. Beer means destroy them from your house. Make them hefker. Put them outside. That is what the Ramban says. That's shita number two. The Rambam destroy them. The Ramban be mafker them. There are Mishnayos and Shvius, which seems to say beferish like certain shitas. There are different gersos. That's the problem. Different gersos in the Mishnayos and Misach Shvius. Then you have the third opinion, and that is the Ravid has a middle opinion. The Ravid says when the peiros are finished in your city, you have to get them out of your house and be mafker them. When it's finished in your entire area of Eretz Yisrael, which we're going to talk about, then you have to actually destroy them. So he holds step one is Ramban. Step two is the Rambam. That's what the Ravid says on this Rambam here. He has some choice words for the Rambam Shita in Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel. So that is the Rambam, the Ramban, and the Ravid. So with that in mind, that's Bir Maishas. Shita's Rashi. We'll get to it. It's on Amud Beis, and it's unclear what he holds, but we'll get to that in a couple minutes. So says the Gemara. If you remember what the Mishnah had said, the Mishnah said that the Tanakama held that if you go to a place, you have to keep the chumers of the place where you went to or you came from. So if you come from a place that the fruit do not exist anymore, they're already finished, to a place that it exists or vice versa, you have to be mevayer the fruit. That's it. You have to be mevayer the peiros. That's what it says. Chayav levayer. And Rabbi Yehuda had said this phrase that we didn't know what it meant. Say v'havei l'cha afata. What do you mean? Go bring yourself. Go bring fruit yourself. So what does that mean? What was Rabbi Yehuda saying? So the pashas, let's say the Gemara is going to have five pshatim. What does Rabbi Yehuda mean? So we're assuming now, what does he mean? He means that the Tanakhama says, you have to get rid of it. And Rabbi Yehuda would say, what do you mean? You can bring fruit from the other place. Why do you have to get rid of it? So says the Gemara, v'leslele Rabbi Yehuda, ha-detzad nosar lov chumri yamakam shasabi sham v'chumri yamakam shalach l'sham. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of this principle. They have to hold of the chumris of the place you went to or where you went from. So what is he saying? You have to, what do you mean? Bring from the other place. So five shatim. Number one. Amr Rav Shisha Brei Rav Idi Mils Achrisi Ka'amar Rabbi Yehuda. No, you have to add in some words. We don't realize what case Rabbi Yehuda is talking about. V'hachi Kamar, this is the case Rabbi Yehuda is talking about. Omi Makam Shalo Kalu Makam Shalo Kalu. The case where Rabbi Yehuda is talking about and that is being discussed in the Mishnah is you went from a place where the fruit did not finish. It still exists in the field to a place where also it did not finish. And then, once you're in the second place, v'shama shekalo bimkomo, and then he hears that the place where he brought this fruit from, it finished there. But it's not finished in the place where he is. So in that case, the Tanakama holds, chayiv levar, you still have to get rid of it because it came from the place where it came from. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, tseva havei l'cha'ata. No, Rabbi Yehuda there is Mekel and says, no, what do you mean, bring from there? Mehecha da'isinu v'halokalu. Bring from, look, there's fruit all around here. Come on, what are you saying you have to destroy? So what? These originated there. So what, says Rabbi Yehuda? There's still fruit here, and therefore you do not have to be mevayer the fruit. That is option number one. Says the Gemara, that doesn't work. Why? Lameimer Rabbi Yehuda l'kula kamar. Is Rabbi Yehuda saying l'kula? V'yamar ablazer l'amar Rabbi Yehuda l'chumra. We have a misora. Rabbi Yehuda says that his shita is l'chumra. So we say, okay, eifach, switch it. Same case, but switch the shitas. The Tanakama holds Eino Chayav Levar in that case. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda would say no. Tzei v'havei l'chaf ata meicha daisinu v'hal kalulu. Rabbi Yehuda would say the opposite svara. Go and bring from the place where these came from, and you can't, right? Because that fruit finished where they came from, and therefore you have to be mevar. That's option number two. Option number three. Abaya Amar lo olam kidaktani. Keep the case like we have it in the Mishnah. V'hachi kamar. Oh, mi makam shalo kol makam shakol. You go from a place to that did not finish, that still has fruit out in the field, to a place that finished, but then v'chazir lam koma. Then you went back to the first place. V'yadayin lo kalu. And you went back to the place, you took these fruit off the tree, and there's still fruit in the field. You went somewhere else where there's no more fruit, and then you go back to the first place. Now there still is fruit. So did it become ne'asar in the interim area? Says the Tanakama Eino Chayav Levayer. You don't have to be Mavayer, because look, it came from here, there's still fruit here, enjoy it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Seva Velecha Afata, Meicha Daisinu Bakalu. This went to a place in the interim where there's no more fruit, and therefore you have a chiyuv to be Mavayer it. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Matzkel v'Ravashi, Rabbi Yehuda, Atu Agava Dechamer Kaltinu? Says Ravashi, we know there's a concept called kaltuhu machitzos, meaning, let's say we spoke about it a couple weeks ago, when we spoke about Maisa Sheni. Once Maisa Sheni is in Yerushalayim, it says kaltuhu machitzos. The machitzos have grasped them, given them kedusha, you're not allowed to take out this Maisa Sheni from Yerushalayim. Machitzos of Yerushalayim have the power to be collate, to surround, to make, give it a certain status. Says Rav Ashi, did the back of the camel be collate these fruits? In other words, these fruit came from a place that the fruit were not finished. It went to another place on a camel, and it came right back on a donkey. So what happened there? There's no special status because it happened to go to a different spot. Why should you say it's Nasar just because it passed through a place that the fruit was finished? What difference does that make, says Rav Ashi? So that's why we don't accept this. Rav Ashi says, I don't like that shot number three. So El Amar Brashi, shot number four, Biplug Tatani Tanoi. Having the Machlokas Tanoim is about this, is a parallel to this Machlokas, the Mishnah in Shvius. That's not the Mishnah, says in Shvius, HaKovesh Losha Kevashim, Bechavis Achas. Let's say you have three types of yarak, Rashi explains. Three types of vegetables, you're pickling them in one barrel. Because you want all of them to get the taste of each other. So let's say you pickle three different vegetables in one barrel. So the question is, these three vegetables in the barrel all finish in the field at a different time. So, which one do you go like based on which one finishes in the field? So, three shitas. Reb Elazar Omer, all three options. Ochlin al harishon. Reb Elazar is the most machmir. He says you eat until the first one in this barrel finishes in the field. Once the first one in the barrel, the earliest one is finished in the field, then you can't eat any of the three anymore in the barrel. That is Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua, on the opposite, Afala Achro. No, Rabbi Yeshua is the most makel. That even if two of the ones in the barrel are finished in the field, you can still eat them based on the third one that is not finished in the field. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, third middle opinion. Kol Shino, nothing influences each other. Kol Shkal Amino, Min Hasada, Yivar Amino, Min Achavis, Valacha Gidvarav. Whichever one is finished to the field, you're not allowed to eat that in the barrel. Every one is its own halacha. And halacha follows that and says, Rabbi Ashi, that's the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda's talking about. Rabbi Yehuda, who's machmir in the Mishnah, he's holding like the more machmir opinion. He says, bring! You don't have of this min. He holds like the shita of Rabbi Yoshua. And the others, the Tanakame, hold like the shita, the more makel shita, that no, what do you mean? You still do not have to be mivarid until all of them are no longer in the field. Okay, so that's the machlokas in the Tanaim about this case. This was option number four. Tosfos here quotes that this machlokas, the Sri machlokas, is based on drashos. Based on drashos, how do you learn the psukim? But the Mikdash David has a sefer on kachim and a sefer on zroim. So here in his sefer on zroim, he explains maybe there's a machlokas how to understand the drashos of the psukim. To give a little svar for Tosfos. According to Rebbe Lazar, the most machmir opinion, Ochlan al Rishon, you know why? Because Rebbe Lazar understands that once a fruit or a vegetable doesn't exist anymore in the field, it gains the status of Isser related to the other Minim in the barrel. So when you have Isser, Vehetter, Murav, and Zebazet, there's a concept called Tam Ke'iker. Tam Ke'iker says they're all Isser. Once the first one is finished, then they're all Isser based on Tam Ke'iker. Because that's how he understands that once one of them is finished, it becomes a status of Isser. Mashi'ikin contra Yoshua. Yoshua says, no, there's no focus on an Isser, and therefore Tam Ke'iker. The focus is there's a mitzvah sachila of Perishvias. There's a din achila be'er. So there's a din achila be'er. So you look at every item and say, there's still a mitzvah to eat this. Still a mitzvah to eat it. I don't care if I have the time of something else. It's not that there's any status of Isser here. The halacha is that until the fruit is no longer in the field, I have a mitzvah to eat this. If I have a mitzvah to eat, that's it. So I'm going to eat even to the last one. Because there's a mitzvah achila. There's nothing to do with tam ke'ikir and Isser. So it's a machlokas, how to understand the psukim. And that is the basis for the machlokas, for the drushas given in Tosfos. That's option number four, what the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama is in the Mishnah. Option number five, Ravina Amar Bifluk Tetahani Tanoi. Right, the machlokas is in the following. Ditznan, the Rishash changes this to Ditanya, because it's a Brisa. Ochlin Bitzmar and Ashiach Lahakrach Bitzowar. Eat, you're allowed to eat dates until the last one in Soar is finished. Soar is an area around where? So there's an area around, if you look in Parsha Zos HaBracha, it describes Yericho as the Ir HaTzmarim Ad Tzoar, or somewhere near Yericho, and it's the city of dates, that's the Ir HaTzmarim, is known as Yericho is known as the Ir HaTzmarim. So you're allowed to eat dates, as long as the dates still exist in Tzoar, says the Tanakhama, you're allowed to keep eating dates, even if they don't exist in your city anymore. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, a little different, Ochlin al shel bein hakifin ve'ein ochlin al shel bein hashitzin. Rashi here explains that the palm trees, which have dates on top of it, on the bottom of them they have a lot of thorns, and above the thorns they have branches. So when the dates fall down, some of them fall into the branches, and then eventually they fall. There are some that fall into the thorns. So says Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel, you're allowed to keep eating in your house as long as there's still dates in the branches, because those are you're able to get to. But if there's only dates left in the bottom, thorns, that's considered mavur min hasadeh, and you're not allowed to take parts in the, and you have to do beer right away with the food that you have. So says Ravina, this is option number five, maybe this is the machlokas between Rebbe Yehuda and the Chachamim in the Mishnah as well. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, who says you're only allowed to eat it from the, he's machmir, he says only if the dates are still in the branches, not in the thorns. That's Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says try to bring them. You can't bring them. They're in the thorns. Well, the Tanakhama might be more makel and say, what do you mean? They're still there. So what, you can't bring them? They're still there. So therefore, the Tanakhama would be more makel that you don't have to be mevar yet. So those are five options that we had. What is the machlokas in the Mishnah between Reb Yehuda and the Tanakhama? Period. Once we're talking about biur, we talk a little bit more about this concept of biur of the perishvias. And remember, the three shitas that we had, Rambam, you have to destroy them. Ramban, you have to just be mafkir them. And the Ravid, two stages. Mafkir, when it's your area is finished, and then destroy, once they're destroyed, then once they don't exist in any in all your area in Eretz Yisrael. Tanan Hasan, the Mishnah says in Shvias, Shalosh Arotzis Labir. Eretz Yisrael is split up into three areas when it comes to Biur Perishvias. Yehuda, Eber Hayardin, Vegolil. Yehuda, Eber Hayardin, and Golil going from south to north. These three areas. In other words, if you're in Yehuda, and as long as there are some fruit somewhere in your area of Eretz Yisrael, so you do not have to do beer yet, as long as there is in your area. If it's no longer in your area, then even if it's in another area, still you have to do beer. V'shalash ha-ratzos b'chalach z'vachas. The Mishnah even continues, this is not for now, that even within each three, it's split up into three. So really there are nine boxes in Eretz Yisrael. V'lama amru shalosh ha-ratzos l'beer. What does that halacha mean? Shoyo ochle, chi ochle, chalach z'vachas, ad sheyich l'ha'achron shabbat. As long as there is one date in your area, you're still allowed to eat. You don't have to do beer yet. Mino hanimili. How do you know this halacha? Amr of Chama bar Ukva, Amr of Yosi bar Chanina, Amr Krok, as the pasuk says, V'levehem techav alachaya asher be'artzecha. It should be, the fruit of Perishvias should be for your animal and for your chaya that is in your land, be'artzecha. Kolzman shechaya ocheles min hasadeh, ha'achel lebehem ashem abayis. As long as the chaya is eating in your field, you could feed your animal in your house. Once it's no longer existent for the chaya in the field, so then you have to get rid of it for the animal from the animal in your house. The gemiri, and we have a misora. What does gemiri in this context mean? Rashi says misores meavosenu. We have a misora. What's the misora? The ein chaya shebi Yehuda gedela al perish shebagaliel. The animals of Yehuda don't eat galil fruit. Ein chaya shebagaliel gedela al perish shebi Yehuda. They don't mix. So therefore, once, even though they might live on the border, but if you do not have food in this area, they're not going to go to the next area, and therefore, it's considered kala l'chaya min hasadis. What type of misora is this? What, they gave a misora about the animals' eating habits? That's the misoras mi'avoseinu gemiri? Why couldn't they just ask the people who work in the zoo? You know, they couldn't, so Rashi quotes here, Rashi just shows, give me, Rashi doesn't say here, but the Sfasemis notes, that he quotes Rashi that ain't a misraches kol kach lasis, they don't. The Tamua, he says to mikol makom hachayishi besov galil asmukal etchilas yudavam alotichnos. Let's see, have one that lives like right on the border. It's not going to go over the border, right? He knows that's galil, not Yehuda. So says the Sasemes, the Yosir Nira, it's not a misora that we have. Shehi davar teva shaosa chaya haragila beperis makom zeh ainon izonis beperis makom acher kidu begalil. Chazal had a misora that this was the teva. Oh, that's some magic. This was the Teva, and that's why each one is split along those lines. The Rambam says whenever it says Hilchus Gemirila. Hilchus Gemirila. That's Machlokas that Nitziv talks about. Rashi Rambam. When Rashi always says Al Chomashi Misinai, the Rambam says it's just a Misora. Misora may correct. That's in the beginning of the Kiddush Emek.
I would have thought that the word from the word Atzecha.
Yeah.
In your land.
Right, it's a gemiri, but I think there's so mechid on that word Bartzecha, because we're going to talk more about it in a minute. What?
In your region.
But what is, we know, how does your region connect to the chayas? So it connects to the chayas, you might say that this is all your region. No, it's only your region because the chayas don't eat. Tana Rabbanon, Perish Yatzam Eretz Yisrael L'Chutz La'aretz, Mizbarin M'chamakam Shehein, fruit of Eretz Yisrael that went out to Chutz La'aretz, and then the Zman Bir came, so then you destroy them wherever they are. Rishon Ben Elazar Omer Yachzur L'Mekom on Mizbaru. No, you have to bring them back and destroy them in Eretz Yisrael. Right? This relates to the Mishnah we had earlier. Shemishem Shenemer Ba'artzacha, because it says Ba'artzacha in your land, you have to do Bir in your land. Ha'afikte, yes, the Gemara, 1 second, like Menachem just said, you already used Ba'artzacha for something. To teach me that the land is limited. How could you use Ba'artzacha to teach me that you have to do Bir also in the land? The Gemara says, Kari Bey Be'eretz Ba'artzacha. It could have said Be'eretz. Ba'artzacha means you could learn both halachos. Inami me asher ba'artzacha. Or you learn it from the word asher ba'artzacha, that is in your land. Look at Rashi for a moment now. Rashi says, Mishum shenemer ba'artzacha, it's a little down, two-thirds of the way down. L'chaya asher ba'artzacha, let's read the next line, knowing the three shitas that we know, or the two main ones, Rambam, Ramban. Rambam, you have to totally destroy the fruit. Ramban, you have to be mafker them. What does Rashi hold? V'ze'u bi'uran, shemifmafkirin b'makom drisas chaya u'behema. What does that sound like from Rashi? Who is he holding like? Mafkiran b'makom drisas chaya u'behema. You have to be makir them in the place where they're going to get trampled by the animals. This is unclear. It sounds like maybe you could even say a fourth shita. You have to destroy them, but in an indirect way. You can, like the Rambam says, you have to be mavar them, be mafsa them. He doesn't say that. He says you have to put them in a place where they're going to get trampled. So it's interesting here. Everybody wants Rashi on their side. The Ramban al Torah says, and look at the Rashi! Mafkir, he holds like me! And the Mari Kirkus on the Rambam says, look, Rashi holds like the Rambam! Everybody wants Rashi on their side. But look at Rashi, it's somewhat unclear. Maybe he's somewhere in the middle. Somewhere in the middle that he says, you have to be mafkir, that the words is from the Ramban, be mafkum drisas chayu behema. Either way, it's an interesting sheet of Rashi, and that you could put on the list with the other sheets. Continues the Gemara. Rav Safra, now from Eretz Yisrael l'chutz la'aretz. Rav Safra went out from Eretz Yisrael l'chutz la'aretz. Havei v'hadi gar b'tachamer d'shviyas. And he had a barrel of wine, shviyas wine. And lavu, let's stop here for a minute. Tosfos already asks, how is he allowed to take it out? Not allowed to take out a pair of shviyas l'chutz la'aretz. Tosfos on the bottom. Hikshe riva. The tzad b'perek vav d'shviyas. Ein motziyin shem mitzreif a pair of shviyas b'neres l'chutz la'aretz. Not allowed to. So either first teretz v'tirets tahasa mayri la'achila v'rav safra afik l'schora. It's only also to take out to eat. Rav Safra said he took it out to for schora because there is some type of schora that's mutter. Says the Chazanish Tosas, should we just the opposite? What do you mean? Schora is mutter, achila is aser. So says the Chazanish, switch the girsa. It's the wrong girsa. Tosas, it means schora is aser. He took it out to eat. And therefore, that's why we spoke a couple days ago, I think, about, let's say you have grape juice from, it says, from Peir Shvias. Sometimes you see that in the stores during the Shvita year. You have the summer, we'll talk about Havdalah in a second. So he says, that's okay, l'achila. What about according to our Gersa? Our Gersa says, achila is asur, and schor is mutter. So what do you do? So I saw the Sharam Sunim Balacha quotes from some achronim, the Marsham, that the kivan denatan al manas lahosian leka iser. If you planted it al manas for exports, then there's no iser. If this whole orchard is dafka for exports, then it's not a problem. That maybe doesn't have the full status, or then the iser doesn't apply. Or then he quotes from other achronim that says that the whole iker ha-iser of Peir Shvias is to be makpid on the covet of Eretz Yisrael and Ish of Eretz Yisrael. But here, if nafochu, if you export it and you help Eretz Yisrael be marbe b'schora and make money on the exports, then the incha Yishev Eretz Yisrael on the mizu. So just the opposite would apply. He says it's kesosra amanas l'sakin. That's why it would be mutter for the regarding that issue. Or inami. Then he quotes a second day at bishogeg. Maybe he took him at bishogeg. He didn't realize they were peir shvis. Yeah. Rav Safra is coming for Eretz Yisrael. So earlier, that's the mystery before, because the first lines that we read today, Rav Safra went to Rabbi Abba. Rav Safra was somebody that was from Eretz Yisrael, let's say. Right, that's where he was going to fit in, but that's what they spoke about. Where exactly was Rav Safra from? It's Rav Safra and Rabbi Abba. Usually you say Rabbi is from Eretz Yisrael and Rav is from Babel. Here or there, it didn't work. Okay. Said, continues the Gemara. He has Paris in Chutz La'aretz. So says, and Lavu Bahadei, with him were two great rabbis, Rav Funa Breda, Rav Ika, Rav Kahana. Did you hear from Rabbi Abba whether we paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar or not? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who says you have to bring the payers back to Eretz Yisrael to be mavar them. So Amalei, Rav Kahana says, Hachi Amar Rabbi Abba, Halacha Shimon ben Elazar. I heard yes, you have to bring him back. Amalei, Rav Huna Breda, Rabbi Ika, Hachi Amar Rabbi Abba, Ain Halacha Shimon ben Elazar. I heard no, at two Masoras. So Amar Rav Safra, Rav Safra says to himself, Nokin Haklob de Rafuna Biadeh, I'm gonna follow Rav Huna. Why? The Dayik for Gomer Shmaisam Ipume de Rabbe, because he was very medactic, he took excellent notes in Shir, he knew exactly what the Rebbe held. Kirachava de Pumbedisa, like we've discussed already a number of times, like Rachava in Pumbedisa, he also was very machpid about his Rebbe. Dhamma Rachava, Amrab Yehuda, Harabais Stav Kafalhaya, the Harabais had double benches, Stav Lafnimi Stav, double benches, and therefore just like Rachava was medactic about what his Rebbe said, so too I'm gonna trust Rav Huna. And therefore, what Rav Huna say that the halacha is not like him, and you don't have to schlep the payers back. When Rav Yosef heard this story, Kari Alei Rav Yosef Ami Beitzo Yishal Umaklo Yagidlo. So a darshening, nothing to do with the pasuk. The darshening that what is Maklo Yagidlo Kol Hamekel Lo Magidlo. Whoever's Mekel, that's who he'll trust. It's a little sounds like a little tongue in cheek here that he's saying, he holds like Rav Huna. Yeah, he doesn't want to schlep the payers back to Eretz Yisrael. So he holds like the more Mekel. I can't say that. Was Rav Yosef really saying this as an insult? We'd like to say not. He was just saying it as an observation. Either way, the tzlach of this Gemara proved that there is a machlokas, which I alluded to a few minutes ago, whether Biur, the Chiv of Biur, is the Oraisa or the Rabbana. That's a machlokas, whether it's based on Sukkim, but is that an asmacht or not? So the tzlach proved from here that it's a Daraisa. Because if it's a Drabanan, then what's he getting so upset about? Oh, he's Mako. It's Mako, so he's Drabanan Lakula. What's the big deal? So he assumes that from this line of the Gemara that it must be that it's a Daraisa, and therefore he made this comment about being Mako. Okay, Rabbi Loi cuts Kafnayasa de Shvias. Rabbi Loi was going and he cut down a Kafnayasa tree during Shvias. Kafnayasa, we had a little bit in Mesechas Brachas, all the way in Ketzim of Arkin. What bracha do you make on Kafnayasa? But Kafnayasa are unripe dates, small dates that are not ripe yet. And he cut them down. So says the Gemara Hechi Avihachi, how could he cut this down in Shvias? La'achla achamar achman of Lola Hepsid. You have to eat, you have to consume Perish Shvias. You're not allowed to destroy them, and he's destroying them, he's cutting down this tree. And if you want to tell me, maybe that halach only applies once they're already considered halachically fruit. But if they're not fruit yet, so maybe it doesn't have the status of kedushas peir shvias. You don't have to be machped on their kedusha, but that's not true because we have another statement that says that even very early in their development, you have to be machped. The Amar of Nachman Amar Bravua, Hani Miskli to Arla. These early stage, these shells of Arla. Rashi explains they're kind of shells that are around the fruit. Hani Miskli to Arla Asiri. They're asur to take part in because they're already part of Arla. Hova Nasu Shomer Lepri. And because they're already a shomer, they're already a guard for the fruit that's inside. V'shomer lepri emas havi b'kufri. And when does a shomer lepri get its status? Emas havi b'kufri. When it's very early, when it's in the shells. V'kakari l'hupere. And kufri is the same as these kafnayasa, and they're already called fruit. So just like you can't get hana from them by arla, we should say, because it's already shomer lepri, we should say it's already called fruit for shvius, and you can't take part in, and you can't cut them down, you can't be mafsed them. So Rab Nachman to Amar, Rab Yossi. So we say maybe no, maybe that statement that we brought in about the maschil in the Arla, he holds like Rab Yossi. To Tzand Rab Yossi, Amar Smadara, Asa Reishu Peire. You're right, there are shitas of the Tanaim out there that say early stages are considered fruit, but Upligi Rabbanan Alei, the Rabbanan argue and say that the early stages would not be considered fruit, and that is why Rabbi Eloi was able to cut them down. Period. There is a discussion, sort of, again, the Sharem Sen of Halacha, Nilchas Pesach, talks about using wine of Peir Shvias for the Dalad Kosos. So he quotes the Yerushalmi that says Yotzin b'yayin shel Shvias. You're allowed to use yayin shel Shvias for Dalad Kosos. And then he quotes the Poskim don't bring this. He didn't see Poskim bring this. But he says v'shamanu b'shem eza gedolei Eretz Yisrael l'datik shlo lishpoch b'simani datzach adash ba'achav. The Darshina lo'achlov lo'lehefsid. Says here, you can't be mafsed them. So some people didn't want to use it because you have to spill out in all the different ways of the Tzachadash Ba'achav. Therefore, you shouldn't use it. And I heard others, the Zed Davar Mu'at Ba'in Kepeta. You don't have to be machbit about it because there is no Kepeta. We spoke about it in the past, this amazing idea about the Tzachadash Ba'achav, such a minor detail in a minog, and there's such a discussion in the postgame how you do it. Some say the pinky, some say the pinky, what it be Zayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Etzba Elokim, use the Etzba. Some say the Kemitza, the fourth finger, because that's done with the mitzvah. Some say the Godel, that's the biggest finger. Some say don't put any fingers in, just spill it out a little bit with you, with the consulting the Kos. Either way, so you see that every detail of halacha has to do with this. But either way, there's a machlokas between the Gedolei Eretz Yisrael, whether that's considered hefsid of a Peir Shvius, and would that be appropriate to do. But that's based on this Gemara that says la'achla v'lo hefsid. So at this stage in the story, we say he was okay, because it was very early stage fruit. It didn't have the status of fruit yet. We'll stop here. I gotta run. And Hashem Menachem will continue with this story tomorrow. Okay, then tomorrow we also get into other minhagim about lighting candles on Yom Kippur. Two different minhagim quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and other items as well. Eating roasted meat food on Pesach night. That'll come.